Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Ty LaForest. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Holm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Heflin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Randy Heflin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. Holm drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Curtwright out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Holm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a line drive into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Heflin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heflin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Tresh moves to second. Jackie Tobin now playing second base. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaForest fields it and throws to second for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Kurtwright moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Kurtwright scores. Farrell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 0 for 1 in the game. LaForest hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaForest moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaForest scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Lopat reaches second base with a double. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 1 in the game. Holm strikes out. Two outs. Randy Heflin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heflin is 0 for 1 in the game. Heflin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tobin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Schalk moves to third. Dickshott moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Dickshott moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello moves to third. Hockett moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake throws to second for 1, and Tobin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cuccinello scores. Hockett scores. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lopat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride throws the ball into Lake, who tags Lopat trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tresh scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Clem Houseman now pitching. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-3 in the game. Kurtwright strikes out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello scores. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. It's 12-1, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 13-1, White Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 4 in the game. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Lopat moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Dickshott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride, who is chasing the ball. Dickshott reaches third base with a triple. Lopat scores. Cartwright goes all the way around to score. It's 15-1, White Sox. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Tony Cuccinello. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. It's 16-1, White Sox. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tobin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller now playing center field. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Vince Castano now catching. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 2 in the game. Holm hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor now playing left field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopat hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.